Log Talk Radio.
Thank you. has set us free. We are free indeed. Come on, everybody, and shout glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Why don't you open up your mouth and just give God our praise and glory, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Come on and bless the Lord with me, everybody. Bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in our mouth, amen. Hallelujah, my soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me and deliver me from all my fears. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Come on and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Oh, my Lord, my God, you didn't have to do it, but you did, oh, God. You kept us, oh, God. You saved us. Oh, Lord, you had a plan for us, oh, God, to prosper us, to give us an expected end, a hope in the future. And we just want to say thank you. We open up your mouth and say thank you today, amen. Thank you for the going out and coming in. Thank you for the lying down and the raising up. Thank you for clothing you and your wife. I thank you for that invention. Hallelujah. Throughout the day and kept you safe from seen and unforeseen danger. Thank you that you didn't give us a phone call in the wee hours of the night that someone, hallelujah, in your family had left us. Just thank God because of who he is. And that's in the name of Jesus Christ. When I think about the goodness of the Lord, all I can do is shout glory. Hallelujah. When I think about the goodness of the Lord, all he's done for me, all I can do is dance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome everybody to the Shopping Stars Day. Hallelujah. We are over the hump and we enter in today. Amen. I'm just so grateful you all. Welcome to the shout if it's your first time. Honey, let me introduce myself. I am Apostle Tawanika Chantel Manning, God's Apostle. Amen. I just thank God for what God is doing right now, what he's done and what he's about to do in the life of his children. Amen. Can we just give God our praise today? Will you praise him through every situation and circumstance and know that you're already victorious because Jesus Christ comes of the world. So then if the world is trying to throw at you, you got to declare and declare, I am victorious through Christ Jesus. I'm more than a conqueror. Great is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Again, welcome to the shout. Glory. Hallelujah. Come on, let me hear your shout today. Amen. Open up your mouth and shout. Give God our praise, Sister Dillard. Open your mouth and praise him. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's been a great day because guess what? Because he woke me up this morning, started me on my way, called me in
yes,
my
Lord.
Right now. And all my people are doing well. They woke, God woke them up too this morning. I just want to thank you, Lord. I'm just so grateful
you,
just to see you be here. So I have one more
yes,
day to serve you and get it right in my life, Lord. I just thank you. Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Whatever you're doing this day, Lord, please don't do it without me and you.
Yes,
and you,
Lord.
Good.
Amen. I receive in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Don't do it without my mother, my brother, my sister, my husband, my children, grandchildren, children to come, friends and family. Oh, Lord, remember us, amen. Let you remember Noah, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God, bless you, Sister Dick. We love you. We thank God for you. We thank God for your shot today, knowing that God has kept you and not yourself. It is he that has saved you and not yourself. You couldn't do it. No one, nobody could do it but Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on and shout. Evangelist, keep it forever. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Glory, hallelujah. I had a doctor appointment today, and there's something that was said. It tickled me, but it made me feel thankful and grateful at the same time because the lady took my blood pressure, and when she finished, she was like, "You have beautiful blood pressure." And I'm like, I've never heard someone say your blood pressure is beautiful, but I take that as a huge compliment. And I was like, you know what? I know why my blood pressure is never elevated and no matter what I'm going through and everything, because I have that peace that surpasses all understanding. And I was just so thankful that I all the things that my body going through, different attacks and pain and all this stuff, I still can be peaceful. I still can have my smile on my face, and I still can keep my praise going forth. So I just give God all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And I'm like your mom, whatever you're doing in this season. Don't do it without me. Hallelujah.
My God, my God. Come on, man. Glory, hallelujah. When God do it, want to keep you, amen.
Hey.
If you want to be kept, I want you to know you will have a God that will keep you, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes.
Hold on to that beautiful blood pressure, amen. Hallelujah. A lot of us are wishing I had that beautiful blood pressure, amen. When you see so much going and everybody walking there with high blood pressure, say, oh, my goodness, this is beautiful. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to heal every part of your body. Amen. May you continue to walk in the goodness of the Lord. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you. God keep you. Evangelist Kim, the rest. We love you. And we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, Sister Connie. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes. Glory, hallelujah. Just getting home from work, and I have an exterminator in my driveway, so I can't. But I'm still going to be on the line listening. But I just want continued prayer for my girlfriend, B. Hopefully she'll have a good cancer report tomorrow when she goes to the doctor.
Amen. We're trusting God for it right now in the name of Jesus Christ, asking you, Father God, to move mighty concerning your daughter right now, bringing healing to her body, peace to her mind, strength to her bones. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare a good report right now. We're going to trust the report of the Lord our God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it is so, and it shall be no other way. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. We love you, Sister Connie. We're praying with you, for you, and we're concerned about you and all that you're concerned about. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Stay there with us. We thank you. Y'all, we're not going to be long here on the shout. I know my body tells me I need to rest, but I want to make sure that I'm in position today to give the word that's given to me to give to you all here on the shout. So just hang in here with me, and I just thank God for everyone on the shout. Come on here, cousins. Rest again. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's been a good week. It's been a glorious day. I thank God for
Amen.
It. I'm humbly grateful for all his blessings, his goodness, and his mercy. I'm here with my mom right now. We're excited because this weekend we will be celebrating her 92nd birthday.
Amen. Hey,
92. She'll be
92.
92,
glory.
Yeah, we're going to celebrate this weekend up to my niece's house in Monroe. So say hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Mother.
Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Please,
Lord.
Yes.
Well, happy birthday to you. I know you ought to be out celebrating. You say a birthday is what, this weekend, what day?
Yes.
Friday, Saturday?
Saturday.
All right. Well, happy birthday. We pray God continue to bless you and keep you, favor you. Amen. And God continue to bless your life beyond your greatest expectations. Amen. May all that you're asking God for, that he do it for you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank God for you both. We love you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You all be blessed. Amen. Glory to God. 92 years old. My God, my God. Won't God keep you if you want to be kept? 92 years. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I see we have visitors on today and a guest on the show. You all, if you want to shout with us, we'd love to hear your shout. Press 1. I don't want to open up your line until you let me know you want to shout with us and join us in the shout of what God is doing for you, what you're trusting God to do. Amen. All you got to do is press 1, and we'd love to hear your shout today. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want us to pray, you all. We just want to thank God for all that God is doing and with all that God is done. Amen. Just trust in God for the impossible, because we serve a God that can do all things but fail. But all you have to do is trust and know. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, as we come here on the shout each and every day, we come to shout. Hallelujah. We come to praise and worship the one true God. Hallelujah. We come to give God our praise and glory. It is important, you all, that we worship and praise God for who he is. Amen. See, worshiping God is one of the most powerful things that we can do. Amen. Praising him takes the focus off of ourselves and puts put you entirely on him. Hallelujah. And that is always the best way to approach God and begin to pray. Amen. So before you pray, hallelujah, take time out to worship and praise the one true God who can do all things. But fail. Amen. Prayer is communicating with God. Amen. And communicating your love, your gratitude, your worship, and praise to God is the best way to start any prayer. See, it is also healthy for your mind and soul as well as your physical body. See, too often in our busy day, you all, we don't worship and praise God to the extent we should. He desires more praise than we can. Hallelujah. That we give you because he has so much more than he wants to give us. Amen. But when you position yourself, huh? When you take time out of your day, when you stop just where you are and just praise him, when you're in the car where you praise and worship, when you're in the grocery store where you praise and worship, while you're visiting a friend where you just break out in the praise and worship, when you're out and about with just praise and worship at the restaurant where you just break out in the praise, amen, because you know there's God that has kept you, amen, because he's worthy of praise throughout the day, all day, amen. See, when you praise him, he reveals himself to us, and he wants to reveal as much of himself to us, hallelujah, as we can receive. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I want you to understand great things happen when we worship God far more than we can ever ask for or realize. In the name of Jesus Christ, I want you to understand something. When the praises go up, blessings come down. When you praise and worship the one true God, so these people are praising and worshiping things of man, man-made things. But I want you to understand when you worship the one that created man, amen, that was able to, hallelujah, to make the things that you enjoy this day, when you worship him and thank him throughout the day, not worshiping money, cars, clothes, people, or things, but when you worship the one true God, almighty God, that can do all things, when those things that you put all your faith in, your money, your spouses, your home, those that you have, your job, when it fails you, when you put trust in the one that can do all things, that can save you right where you are, amen, hallelujah to your name, God, my Lord, my God. I want to understand, worship you all. Worship is opening your heart to God. Worship, you all, is inviting the presence of God to dwell with you. Worship is praising God as your creator. Worship is exalting him as the God of love, honoring and thanking God for all he has done, thanking Jesus for all he accomplished on the cross, allowing God's holiness to touch you and demonstrating your love for God, affirming your loyalty to the Lord. I want you to understand, worship is preparing to receive all God has for you. Worship is acknowledging God as almighty and all-powerful, and letting go of all else and embracing only the Lord. Amen. See, no matter what is happening in your life, God is always worthy of your praise. That's why worship must be your first reaction to everything. It should become a way of life, a priority to you. Amen. You can decide to wake up in the morning, hallelujah, thankful to God because you know he loves you more than you can ever fully understand. Start your day by praising and worshiping him for all that he is. And remember some of the many ways that worshiping God affects your life. Amen. You need to understand it's important for your life to worship and praise God. I want you to understand the ways of worshiping God that affects my life and those that are worshipers. You have some that are true worshipers, prophetic worshipers you are. Worship requires an act of your will. Your will to worship. Worship is a choice that you have to make every day. Worship softens our heart and builds our faith. Worship enables us to become more like the Lord. Worship is a powerful weapon of our spiritual warfare. Worship helps us to hear God speaking to our hearts. Worship confuses the enemy. I want you to understand that. Worship evaporates all fears. Worship invites God to pour himself into us. Amen. Worship deepens our relationship with the Lord our God. Worship changes our mind, our heart, and our attitude. If you need an attitude change or a change of heart or a change of mind, worship the one true God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, I want you to understand there are countless reasons why you should praise God. See, even remembering just one, hallelujah, will be motivation enough for you to worship and praise him many times throughout your day, especially each time you pray. Hallelujah. Sometimes we think we have to do these long, drawn-out prayers. Amen. That is a time for that as well. But times throughout the day when you're just thanking God for his goodness, thanking God for keeping you, thank you, God, for making the way. When you're on the road and somebody almost hit your car, just thanking God that he kept you, that he gave his angel. this charge over you. At least you dash your foot against the stone that kept you, amen, when it should have been, when it could have been, just giving God praise and thanking him and praying throughout the day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes it's just a little bit that will take you a long way, but you got to have a little bit to get started, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. There are good reasons to give God praise, amen. There's a good reason to praise God, to give him all praise. Hallelujah. Praise God because he is worthy of your praise, everyone, because he is worthy. You have to know he is worthy. If you've come to know who God is and to truly know, hallelujah, the creator of all things, the creator of this universe, hallelujah, he is worthy of your praise. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Psalm 96 and 8, give to the Lord the glory due his name. Give to the Lord the glory that's due his name. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 95 and 1 through 2, you all, I want you to understand, praise God because it brings us into his presence. If you say, I want to get into the presence of God, well, you got to praise the one that you're trying to enter in the presence of. You have to praise. And the Bible says in Psalm 95, 1 through 2, oh, come and let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joy, hallelujah, to him with songs. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. See, praise God because he hears our prayers. The Bible says in John 9 and 31, now we know that God does not hear sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, he hears him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God, you all, because he does so much for you. He does so much for us. Amen. The Bible says in Psalm 147 and 3, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. How many of us are dealing with a broken heart today? How many of us have wounds that need to be healed? Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise God because he guides us. He guides you in all things. If you're in Christ and Christ is in you. The Bible says in Psalm 16 and 7, I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. Amen. Praise God because he delivers you and sets you free. Amen. The Bible says in Psalm 15, the Bible says, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. Praise God because he protects you in times of trouble. Amen. The Bible says in Psalm 91, 1 and 2, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many more reasons do you need to know to praise God? To praise God. Praise God because he heals you and he gives you life. He gives you life. Amen. The Bible says in Psalm 30, verse 2 through 4, oh, Lord, my God, I cried out to you, and you healed me. Oh, Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave. You have kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Sing praise to the Lord, you saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. Amen. See, calling on God by name is important. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the Bible, God is referred to by many names, everyone. And there are also many words that describe his attributes. I believe the reason for this is that we cannot begin to understand all of who God is without these names and descriptions. The Bible was written to help us to know God and understand his ways. See, the more we know about God, the more we will be able to praise and worship and appreciate and thank him in the passionate way he should be acknowledged. Amen. See, each of his names of the Lord shows us an aspect of his nature and his attributes. When we acknowledge and praise him for who he is, our faith in his ability and desire to be there is to increase, amen, for us to have increase, amen. See, I want you to understand, the Bible says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous one to it in our strength, amen. See, I want you to understand this and know today, amen. A lot of us don't know the names and what they mean, but I want you to give an understanding as it is in the Bible, amen. Lord, I praise you. And I thank you, Lord God, for being my mighty God and everlasting Father, Lord. We just want to say thank you. We know God to be a healer. We want to be Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. He's a healer, you all. He's a deliverer. He's our counselor. He's our restorer, you all. He's a powerful God, almighty, all-sovereign God. Amen. Hallelujah. He's a stronghold in the day of trouble, you all. He's hope. He's our savior. He's our helper. He's a lifter of our head, oh God. He's a Holy Spirit and teacher. He's our comfort and giver of mercy. He's our provider. He is Jehovah Jireh, my Lord, my God. I want you to understand that I stand on Philippians 4:19 says, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. If there's anything that you're needing today, amen. And I don't seem to think of needs as they can finances, but I want you to understand he can do more than your finances, amen. He can give you everything, hallelujah, that money can buy without money. So if there's anything that you're needing from God or needing him to do, praise him and worship him and pray to him and expect God to do it. Amen. Believe it and receive it. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. Lord, we come to you. We come before your presence with thanksgiving. We worship you this day as the almighty creator of heaven and earth. You are the all-powerful God of the universe, of for whom nothing is impossible. We exalt you as our creator, and we praise you as our heavenly Father. We thank you that you are the God of love, peace, and joy. We praise you, O Lord, with our whole heart today. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ and the rest of our lives, we will tell of you all your marvelous works, O God. We will be glad and rejoice in you. We will sing praise to your name, O Most High God. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you are. We thank you for sending your son Jesus to be our Savior and Redeemer. We thank you right now, Jesus, for the price you paid to save us. Amen. Thank you for rescuing us, forgiving us, and giving us new life. Amen. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit in us. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for guiding us and comforting us and filling us afresh with love, peace, and power. Hallelujah to your name, God. Thank you for your word that gives life. We praise you, Lord, and we thank you for your goodness, your grace, your mercy that endures forever. And it's in Jesus Christ's mighty name. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It is such an honor and a pleasure to be used by God. I was telling someone the other day, we've been used by so many people in the world. We've let the world use us and beat us down. Why not let God use you? Amen. Now is the time. The thing is why you still have time. Some people have run out of time, but why you still have time? Why you still have breath? The Bible says, all that have breath, praise the Lord. Everything that has breath, praise the Lord. I want to talk about wholeness, you all, about being whole, and what wholeness, what the Bible says about wholeness. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, and we're going to wrap up here soon. The Bible says, the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. See, we as human beings, and especially we as women, are uniquely complex, you all. Hallelujah. We are uniquely complex. My husband a lot of times will say, you know what, you'll be way ahead of me. Your thoughts will be way ahead of mine. You know, women tend to think ahead. We're already preparing. While they're speaking, we're already preparing. We already know what's the next word, what they're just to say, and we're already working that thing out. And when they look around, it's done. We're complex that way. See, emotions of the soul play on attitudes of a mind and together impact the body, or which responds with intensity enough to affect emotions and establish attitudes. That's why it's important to be wholly surrendered to God. You must nurture and nourish every aspect of who you are. Amen. Women of God, we must do that. We have to do that. We must nurture and nourish every aspect of who we are. You can't be like the next one. You are who you are, uniquely made. Amen. Ask God to establish harmony in your life, your mind, and your soul. Conform to God's way and body that reflects inner peace. Be that peacemaker. Some people, they like to cause confusion. They like to keep things stirred up. But be that peacemaker. As a woman of God, that, oh, well, no, oh, no, she's a peaceful person. So we know the troublemaker. Everybody know the troublemaker, and we know the peacemaker. You can identify the troublemaker when they come. All right, yeah, watch out. Here come the troublemaker. But be the peacemaker. And there'll be people welcome to see you coming. Oh, there comes Sister Refer. Oh, she's so peaceful. Oh, she's so kind. She always have a kind word. Be that peacemaker that's always looking away to make peace, not to judge, not to judge the situation or judge that person, but to make peace and to operate with kindness and be gentle with a heart of compassion. Amen. It'll take all the long way. It may help the one that needs to be saved to get saved. Amen. To seek God more. Amen. The Bible says in Luke 17:19, Jesus said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. See, wholeness is a faith matter. Amen. Wholeness, you all, is a faith matter. No one can make you whole. Wholeness is a faith matter. not necessarily faith that God is going to touch you right here, right now, but faith that wholeness of spirit, mind, body will come as you surrender all aspects of yourself to him and begin to serve him. God rarely removes our limitations before we start down the path. See, instead they fall into the background as we get on our way. See, ask God to make you whole, completely whole, and then begin living your life to the fullness. Amen. Begin to live your life to the fullness. You have Christ. You have Christ. You have the resurrection power working on the inside, but you can only activate that by faith. Faith is necessary. The Bible tells us without faith, we cannot please God. We cannot please God. Hallelujah. 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 Faithfulness is important, y'all. Proverbs 28 and 20, we'll wrap up. The faithful will abound with blessings. We have all had tasks that look easy, have one said, but later threatened to scuttle our resolve. We wonder if it's worth it to hang on, but when we do, we find that the reward of the task accomplished is even sweeter. Are you wondering if you can finish the task that God has assigned you to? Amen? Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't fall. Don't fumble. Keep on pressing on. Your faithfulness to God's purposes hold the promise of great reward. Ask God to help you faithfully carry on until the job is done. Hallelujah. How many of y'all ever felt like just giving up? How many felt like just walking away? It's just too much. I can't handle this. This is what the devil wants you to do. He wants you to quit. He wants you to fall. He wants you to speak negative. He wants you to speak down on yourself, and he's going to take that and run with it. But I want you to know today, because you're in Christ, you're more than a conqueror. It ain't over. Just stay in there. Keep pushing. Keep pressing on, knowing you're already victorious. No matter what comes at you, knowing it is already won. The battle is already won. Just keep on and pressing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, so you shall receive the reward. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you all. God bless you all. If you want to say anything before we close out here in a shout, go ahead and press 1 at this time. I'll be happy to answer any questions or receive any comments that you may have at this time here on the shout. We do it a little bit different at the 6 o'clock hour here on Thursdays, and I just thank God for the change for the better. So if you want to make any comments or any you have any questions, press 1 at this time. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God for everybody that's here on the show today. Sister Pamela Townsend, God bless you. Sister, I pray God will continue to strengthen you and grow you in his word. Amen. Hallelujah. I pray all the intercessors, your intercede for your family. Amen. And God will hear your prayers and answer speedily. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And when you go in your prayer closet, when you go in your room and shut the door and pray to God, that he will reward you openly. Amen. That you would trust God like never before with all of you, that you would surrender over. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Knowing that it's already done, I want us to decree and declare right now, right where you are. Hallelujah. I'm going to try to say it a little bit slow so we can decree and declare today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, touching and agreeing. Amen. Father God, we thank you. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who have saved us. Amen. We decree and declare that we are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. We decree and declare that we are forgiven of all our sins and washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare that we're new creatures in Christ. Amen. We are delivered from the power of darkness and translated into God's kingdom. We are redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. We are blessed in our going out and blessed in our coming in. Amen. We are the head and not the tail. Amen. We're on top and not beneath. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we're holy without blame before him in love. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we're the elect of God. Amen. We're established to the end. Amen. We're made near to our heavenly Father by the blood of Jesus Christ. We are set free, and we are free indeed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we're strong in the Lord our God. We're dead to sin. We're more than conquerors. We're joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. We're washed and cleansed in the blood of Jesus Christ, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against and judgment, God shall condemn. We feel what the Holy Spirit of promise us. We're in Christ by his doings. We're accepted in the beloved, complete in him. We're crucified with Christ. We're alive with Christ, and we're free from condemnation. conversation. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we're reconciled to God. We're qualified to share in his inheritance. Amen. We're firmly rooted, built up, established in our faith, and overflowing with thanksgiving. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we're born of God, and the evil one cannot touch us. Amen. We're his faithful followers. We're a fellow citizen with the saint of the household of God. We're built up upon the foundation of the apostles, prophets, and Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Amen. We're overtaken with blessings. Amen. We're his disciples because we have love for others. Amen. We are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. And it's in Jesus' name. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God. You all be blessed. Remember, Jesus is Lord and the devil is defeated. I bless you at this time. I bless you to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray that we come together, that we're saved. To God be the glory. You all be blessed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
I see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past.